For the past several years, filmmaker Christopher Nolan has been experimenting with some pretty big outlandish ideas. But for his latest film, Dunkirk, Nolan has his most grounded subject matter yet, the evacuation of Dunkirk, France. At its most basic level, Dunkirk tells the story of Operation Dynamo, which was a rescue mission to evacuate Allied soldiers. Nolan tells the story from three different perspectives: the land, where soldiers are waiting to be evacuated; the sea, where we follow a group hoping to help evacuate soldiers; and the air, where we watch a pair of pilots help clean up the airspace leading up to the beaches of Dunkirk. So let's start with the film's strengths. And yes, the strengths are really strong. First off is the structure. Now, I won't delve too far into what makes the structure so unique, as discovering it along the way makes for an incredibly rewarding first viewing. All I'll say is that it's a really cool way to tell the story. And with one like this that could have been very straightforward and potentially uninteresting, it was a fun way to break things up. The cinematography from Hoyt Van Hoytema is another big winner here. I know it's sometimes difficult to haul yourself out to a big IMAX screen, but believe the hype on this one. You'll want to seek this out in as big of a screen as humanly possible. The film is shot in an almost overly subjective manner, and the mix of desolation, isolation, and helplessness is all lovingly captured on 65mm. So much so that you'd be doing yourself a disservice not to assist in amplifying that experience. Going hand in hand with the cinematography are the soundtrack from Hans Zimmer and the sound design. Starting with Zimmer's score, it fittingly captures the chaos of the material. From the ticking of the clock to the almost scrapey-sounding tracks that add to the kinetic nature of the plot, it's been a good while since I've seen a film score so in sync with its material. Assisting this is the sound design and mixing. The scraping of the metal, impact of the bullets, screeching of planes, and mercilessness of the waves are all represented in full effect, making it loud and clear that the true enemies in this film aren't the Germans, but the vehicles, aircrafts, and weapons they command. Of course, in order for many of these aspects to actually come together, you have to have a man with a vision at the top. And boy, is it clear that writer-director Christopher Nolan has one hell of a vision. His mastery of filmmaking cannot be overlooked here. And for someone who, in the past, I would peg as a subpar action director, it seems he almost made this film to address that very criticism. Make no mistake that this is a masterclass in effective filmmaking. This is highlighted by the fact that hardly anyone says a word in this film. If you told me the flick was made on a 50-page script, I may be inclined to believe you. The characters aren't the heroes of this film. The director and storytelling are. But this ironically leads into my criticisms of the film. All this is great, but man, does it make for a cold experience. Don't expect to actually click with any of the characters on screen. Harry Styles, who plays one of the soldiers on the beach, isn't really given the opportunity to stretch his acting chops. His character and those around him literally have one mode: survive. That's where it starts, and that's where it ends. Mark Rylance's character on the sea comes across as motivated and altruistic, and his main goal is to carry out the rescue, and other than a couple obstacles here and there, that really doesn't change. And Tom Hardy, well, he's just an incredibly competent fighter pilot. These actors all give great performances, but the material they're servicing doesn't give them an opportunity to stand out, or an opportunity for audiences to actually engage with them beyond the primal level. As a result, while Dunkirk may serve as perhaps one of the most finely crafted of his films, it wouldn't surprise me if this film didn't quite click with mainstream audiences. In the end, it's a pretty cold experience. Once you get past the fantastic filmmaking, there is little for folks to latch onto. But if you're a lover of the medium, it is, without a doubt, one of those films you have to see. This is truly a project that could have only been captured on the medium of film, and is a testament as to why Nolan is one of the finest filmmakers in the business. I give Dunkirk a B+. Are you looking forward to seeing Dunkirk? Let us know in the comments down below. And don't forget to keep your browsers tuned to LRM Online for the latest news and analysis of your favorite movies, TV shows, and comics.